The Sweetwater Rattlesnake Roundup gets its snakes from local hunters, and last year it paid those hunters about $12 for a pound of live rattlesnakes. The festival averages about 4,000 pounds of rattlesnakes every year. The Sweetwater Junior Chamber, more commonly called the Jaycees, runs the roundup. David Sager is a past president and chairman of the Sweetwater Jaycees. He says it'd be hard to get so many snakes without using gas fumes.
If you pick up a snake in front of a den, if there's three of them there, you're going to catch one of them because the other two will go back in quicker than you can get a hold of them. And that's when you use the gas.
David's method of gassing involves filling up a pump-up garden sprayer with gas, then affixing a 15-foot copper tube to the nozzle. He shakes up the bottle to get the fumes going and sticks the copper pipe into the snake den. He insists only fumes get into the snake den, and he doesn't even make it through a gallon of gas in an entire snake hunting season.
They can't hardly breathe the fumes off that gas, so it'll push them out of the den. And I've caught as many as 55 out of one den like that. And if they put this ban on gasoline, no gassing snakes, it'll kill our roundup.
Sweetwater has a population of about 11,000 and attracts about 30,000 people during each roundup. The event dates back to 1958, originally put together as a way to curb the rattlesnake population. The money the Jaycees raise during the event goes towards scholarships, charity, and organizing youth sports. Dubbed the largest rattlesnake roundup in the world, the event depends on hunters who use gas fumes to gather snakes because it's so effective. And it's unclear if the roundup will get enough snakes if gassing gets banned.
We do not think that it is good science to pour gasoline down a hole in the ground, to put it simply.
That's Mike Cox, a spokesperson for the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. TPWD is proposing a law that would make gassing, or being in possession of wildlife that has been gassed, illegal. The department says that gassing harms more than the wildlife that's being targeted. Groundwater and animals that live in the same area as snakes are being affected as well.
And there's quite a bit of scientific research to back up this opinion. In fact, 30 of the 50 states also have similar regulations to this, banning this practice.
Texas Parks and Wildlife insists that the proposal isn't intended to hurt rattlesnake roundups, only the practice of gassing. But animal rights activists hope that the measure brings an end to rattlesnake roundups, which they find inhumane. Johnny Binder is the general curator at Cameron Park Zoo in Waco.
For the wrong reasons, the rattlesnake roundups historically have been incredibly inhumane, cruel. I believe if you were doing that to any other group of animals, say kitties or puppies or bunnies or something, you know, you would go to prison.
Roundups sometimes feature spectacles, like handlers getting in bathtubs or sleeping bags full of snakes. David Sager, with the Sweetwater Jaycees, says that kind of stunt has given rattlesnake roundups a bad name.
There used to be 15 roundups in Texas, and now there's 5, and we're still the largest. And the others have pretty much dwindled down because they were doing the sacking and the crawling and sleeping bags with them and stuff like that. It's just kind of short-lived. It's a thrill for people to watch, but, you know, most of those people that go to those are just wanting to see somebody get bit to begin with.
Texas Parks and Wildlife will consider the proposed law at a January 23rd meeting. Sweetwater's rattlesnake roundup is scheduled for March 7th through 9th. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.